Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. My name is Sarah Zalika, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. It is June 19, 2015, and today, before we begin our scheduled regular episode this week, unfortunately, due to what occurred earlier this week, that definitely is something that we need to address. And as we are trying to understand what took place this past Wednesday in Charleston, South Carolina, as a gunman, age of 21, Dylan, his name is Dylan Roof, who entered a church on a Bible study group in Charleston, South Carolina this Wednesday, and had Bible study with them, prayed with them, and at the end of the Bible study is when the horrific act of racism, terrorism, acts of violence on mankind, and especially in such a holy sanctified, holy place such as the house of the Lord. And it is a tragedy to hear that 9 people lost their lives, including the pastor of that church who was politically active, and his name is Reverend Clemente Pinckney. And I believe he was also a state senator. And it's just an unfortunate loss to hear that this had to happen, not only in our country, but happened in God's house. That is what hurts the most, is that people were living out their Christian faith by studying the Word of God on a typical Wednesday night service and not thinking that 9 of them would have lost their lives, that 9 of them would not be going home, but they would go on to be with the Lord. And so as we mourn the loss of these 9 individuals and all those who are affected in some way, shape, or form, whether it's family or friends of these individuals, I believe it's a tragedy that we can no longer keep our eyes and mouths closed, that we need to speak up and find out what is the solution that we can discuss about this matter that's happening in our communities, where there's so much racism and racial tension and opposition taking place, from police brutality now to massacres happening even in churches. So I do ask, before we begin this show, that we have a moment of silence for those 9 individuals. On a brighter note, today is also Juneteenth. Juneteenth is the oldest known celebration commemorating the ending of slavery in the United States. Dating back to 1865, it was on June 19th that the Union soldiers, led by Major General Gordon Grainger, landed at Galveston, Texas, with news that the war had ended and that the enslaved were now free. Note that this was 2.5 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, which became official January 1st, 1863. The Emancipation Proclamation had little impact on the Texas due to minimal number of Union troops to enforce the new executive order. However, with the surrender of General Lee in April of 1865, the arrival of General Garner's regiment, and the forces were finally strong enough to influence and overcome the resistance. And so today we are celebrating when most likely the South received their true freedom and slavery was completely abolished, or at least the law against it was being enforced, and starting in Galveston, Texas. And so as we realize that this celebration is not just for minorities, people of African descent, it is also for all individuals, because I believe whether it's slavery or all these other different things that are happening in our communities and happening in our world today, it is an act of humankind, and that affects everyone, no matter what color of skin you are, no matter what language you speak, no matter where you come from, no matter what group you affiliate yourselves with. It is all that we all have blood running through our veins, and that's what brings us a common factor that we're all human beings. And so as we celebrate Juneteenth, I just hope that we realize that we did free from bondage and slavery, but at the same time, I do believe that if we are not mindful of the past and mindful of our history, history will continue to repeat itself. And not only will it continue to repeat itself, but it will also continue to break down the progress of humankind. So I do hope that despite what's been going on in current events and in our society, that we would realize that it's peace that needs to be done. As people of God and Christians, it's about praying that God will give us the wisdom, the insight to understand how to deal with this violence that's taking place, and knowing what we should, how we should do our part, whether it's to get involved in policy, whether it's involved getting involved in the community, whether it's finding ways that we can bridge the gap through racial reconciliation. So I do hope that we will take all this into heart and realize that enough is enough, and this cannot go on any longer, and we cannot allow another innocent person to die and not speak up and not find out what needs to be done in order to make our community safe, in order to make our places of worship safe, and that we should not still live in fear because we live in America, and we should not live in fear because of the freedom that we have in this country. So on that note, I would like us to talk about what we plan to talk about this week, which is launching the 360 Girl Evolution to a Young Lady 8-week summer seminar 2015. This is an exciting experience, as I'm excited because this is the second annual year that we're hosting this event. And also, I have a special announcement at the end of the show, so make sure you stay tuned all the way to the end of the show, as I have something to share that will be taking place, as I'm really, really excited about the 360 Evolution Academy. The 360 Evolution Academy initially started off as my involvement with Junior Achievement, which is a nonprofit organization that assists youth from elementary school to high school and in Broward County in the state of Florida. And it mandated that all students go through Junior Achievement Financial Literacy Program, whether it's learning about personal finance, whether it's learning about becoming an entrepreneur, whether it's learning about business or money management, all these different things. And in my involvement with them, what really burdened me was how I saw the young girls were carrying themselves. And knowing that someone has helped me along the way in my life to help me to know how to carry myself as a young lady, I wanted to do the same for them. I wanted to reach out to them and say, you know, you don't have to dress a certain way to get attention. You don't have to act a certain way in order to be a woman or to feel confident. Really, confidence and self-love and self-esteem truly comes on the inside. It's not what you wear. It's not the name brand that you have. It's not how you do your hair or all these other superficial things. It's really coming from within. And so that's how the 360 Evolution Academy came to be. And I guess I can't wait to tell the announcement. I'll go ahead and say it now, that this is our one-year anniversary this month. A year ago from the month of June is when the 360 Evolution Academy began. And we've had a great time within our first year. We had great support in the community. With the 360 girls, we had Mary Kay sponsoring our girls' graduation. We want to thank the Mary Kay organization for doing that and providing a facility as well as a place for our girls to really show their beauty and shine forth, and how to strut their stuff and how to feel confident and love themselves during their beauty graduation. We also had well-respected individuals in the community who came out to speak to the young girls. At the time, it was the mayor of Broward County, Commissioner Mrs. Barbara Sharif, the Honorable Commissioner. Now she's back into just a Broward County Commissioner, and I want to thank her for the support that she gave the girls, because the girls were really inspired about her sharing her story and all the things that we talked about during that session, as well as other respected individuals that came and spoke to our young girls. Dr. Jen, who is a psychotherapist. We had Eva Francis, who's a former nurse educator. Now she's a business owner. We had TD Bank, the manager, come out to the young girls about money management and banking and understanding how to budget. And then for the 360 boys, which was the girls are in the summer and the boys are in the fall, and we had other great speakers that came out to speak. At the time, it was the City of Fort Lauderdale Commissioner, Mr. Honorable Mr. Bobby DeVoe, who's now a state representative for District 94, Honorable State Representative Bobby DeVoe of District 94. We had a well-respected pastor, Dr. Larry Thompson, come out to speak, and also his church donated tickets for the annual world-famous, internationally known Christmas pageant. We also had Infinity of Coconut Creek, who sponsored our boys' graduation and provided the boys a really nice, exciting place to host their handsome gentleman graduation. It was exciting to have the cars there as well as the graduation that day. And then we had Ruth Chris Steakhouse of Fort Lauderdale that sponsored our etiquette dinner, our annual etiquette dinner. I just want to thank them because it provided the kids an opportunity, the boys and the girls, to understand about table mannerisms and all the things that we had taught them within those their 8-week programs that we allowed them to actually put it to use and actually practically know how to use those skill sets. And we were very impressed to see how they interacted with each other, knowing how when the girl wanted to leave the table, a gentleman that was sitting close to them would pull out the chair, allow the young lady to get up, and when the young lady came back into the room who wanted to sit in her seat, before she did so, the young man would come back again, pull out her chair, and allow her to sit and scoot her chair back in. And it's just the basic things, but within the basic things that we provided them, we had some great feedback, great testimonials. The parents were excited. Parents, mostly the moms, stayed in the sessions, and they said they learned a lot, as it was not just for the girls, it was not just for the boys, but it was for the parents as well to understand not just their kids, but even themselves. A lot of them told me they value themselves more. And the kids were excited because some of the girls were saying they didn't have confidence. They thought they had to look a certain way. They thought they had to be slim or they had to be tall or they had to dress a certain way. But they said they left the etiquette school or they left the program with such confidence, with such passion to understand who they are, and that realizing that investing in themselves at a young age is vital. So it is really a program that is really helping our community to grow. And it's also about educating our students, no matter where they come from, no matter what their background is, to expose them to the finer things in life. Because I truly believe that when we educate them, we invest in them, we show them that people love them and care for them and help them to be all that they can truly be and all that they were meant to be, then that's when we have productive citizens as they get older. And that's where we have youth that are stretching the mark, are going above and beyond the call of duty to really live out their purpose, really live out their dreams. And, you know, there were some of the boys that came and they said they wanted to be an athlete. They wanted to be a basketball player and play in the NBA, or they want to be a football player and play in the NFL. But after the program, they were saying, you know, no, there's more to me than just sports. It's great that I play sports, but there's also other things that I can do. And those other things are such as going into the community and being a business owner, or even going to school to be a doctor, or going to school to be a lawyer, or going to school to be an engineer, or going to school to learn about psychology, going to school to do all those other different career paths that they didn't think of because they were so limited to say, well, I'm only good in sports, so maybe I should stay in sports, that they realized there was much more to them. And we had one student that was completely shy, that he would not speak, he was unable to say his name for the first couple of sessions, but by the end of the program, he was just as talkative, just as engaged, and just as tuned into the program as his colleagues were. So the 360 Evolution Academy is an 8-week program. We focus on 4 different populations. Our main focus is for youth. We have a program for girls. It's during the summertime for 8 weeks, starting in July to August. And then our second program is for boys between the ages of 11 and 17 as well, middle school and high school. And that starts October and November, and that's in the fall. And really what we do through those programs is we invite 6 different speakers for well-connected in the community leaders, people who are involved in doing the best of the best in their industry, in their space, and experts. And we invite them to come and speak into the lives of our students. We speak on 6 different topics. The 6 different topics are finances, mental and emotional health, spiritual health and purity, etiquette and image consulting, public speaking leadership, educational professional goal setting. We even also have sponsorship or partnership with Toastmasters International, Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, it's just all dolled up hair salons. We had so many different businesses and community leaders who came alongside and supported us because they realized the value of what we're providing our community. They realized the value of what we're doing for our students. As opposed to Saturdays, our kids are going out and playing in the streets, or they're playing video games, or they're watching TV all day. For 2 hours, they're investing in themselves to realize that if we teach them at a young age to know who they are, know their worth and their value, then they're able to love themselves more. Then they're able to, you know, the young ladies will know that a young man has to respect them, and that it's not about giving up their body or dressing provocatively in order for them to get attention by males. It's that they truly carry themselves with love and carry themselves in a modest way, that they're still able to be able to be who they be and be feminine without showing all their goods and all the stuff that their mama gave them, as they would say. and even for the young men to understand the value of what it means to be a gentleman. It's not about, you know, peer pressure or how many women can you be with or, you know, how much money can you make or all these different things. It's really about understanding a gentleman knows how to carry himself. And one of the other testimonies that I had was that a young man who had anger management issues, he came from a very bad background, living with a family member. And through the program, before he would lash out and have all of these temper tantrums, but within 3 weeks of being in our program, he was able to handle his anger more. He said now when he gets upset, he walks away and that he takes time to relax and not act out and not be aggressive and not fight back. And even when he was out with his family member that's taking care of him, people were impressed on his table manners. They asked his family member, where did he learn such great table manners? And they said from the 360 Evolution Academy that Ms. Fayola Zalika is doing in Broward County here locally. And so it's just exciting to know that through this just 8 weeks alone, we're able to impact our students. And that is by far, I think, vital, because when we're able to even if it's just short-term, eight-week program, and we try to do things on a monthly basis, we have them get involved in various various opportunities in the community to help them be acculturated. We want to expose them to classical music, fine arts, Broadway, different sports, musical instruments, to let them know that it doesn't matter where you come from, to be acculturated. So when they go to college or when they go out in the real world, they're able to hold their own and not just say, oh, I come from, as quote unquote, the ghetto, or I come quote unquote from a working class family, or I come from a lower end middle class family. That would be no excuse, because they've been able to be exposed to all these different things that they will be able to go into any community and be able to adapt and not feel ashamed because they don't know table manners, not be ashamed because they don't know how to articulate themselves or even speak up for themselves or carry themselves. And so that's why I really enjoy what I'm doing through the 360 Evolution Academy, because I have a heart for the youth. I have a heart for helping them to understand that they have so much that they can give to this world, that they have so much to offer. But when they don't know it because no one is teaching them, when they don't know it because no one is exposing them to the good things in them, then that's an unfortunate thing. I think that's a disservice that we do to our youth, because they have so much to offer. And in the beginning, I was afraid, because I'm like, wow, I'm afraid of what our future is going to look like based on the youth that I was interacting with, because I've been working with youth all my life. But yet when I realized, when you show them genuine love and you show them that you care for them, then they're truly able to become and flourish into this beautiful person, someone who's wanting to give so much to the world, someone who realized that they have some great gifts and talents, and finding out those great gifts and talents so they can share it with the rest of the world. So this summer is starting the 360 Girl, our second year. And this year we're going to be in West Palm. We will not be in Fort Lauderdale, Broward County area. We are actually going to West Palm this year, because by the end of my 3 years in this program, I want us to be a South Florida organization, that people will come from West Palm Beach, people from Broward, people from Miami-Dade will come and be a part of what we're doing, because really what we're doing is building our community. What we're doing is building our youth to let them know that the community cares for them, that the community is willing to take the time and invest in them. And so that's why I feel that no matter what, that I continue to be an advocate for the youth. I continue to say, don't, when there's a group, a minority, a small group of the youth, doing things that are not appropriate, don't say it's all the youth, because there's some great students out there. For instance, I had an opportunity this past week to run into two young men, and they're teenagers. Yet they're getting politically involved, and one of them is running for president. And it's just amazing to see things like that when youth are going beyond. And I say, where are the adults? Youth are not putting themselves in a box. They're not limiting themselves. They're going way beyond what we could ever imagine, I think. And I just think it's so exciting that they're willing to step out there and take on that challenge, that they're willing to go out there and say, you know what, yes, I may be young, but I still have so much to give to the world. Yes, I may have limited life experiences, but I'm going to test the waters, because I know that there's more that the youth can do. I know that there's more that I could bring to the table. I may be 16, 17, 18, but yet I still can bring some value. And I think that is so, so exciting. I think we should encourage them and help them and promote them and also what we do within the 360 Evolution Academy is to try to connect them with community leaders and business owners and people in different industries to find shadowing opportunities, internships, mentoring, to let them know what it's going to be like for the career path that they want to go into. Or maybe they may find a career path they didn't even think about, but by shadowing somebody or having a mentor that they're able to say, hey, you know, I never thought of going this career path, and I would like to go this one. So we are just excited because the girls program is starting July 11th, and it's through August 29th, 2015, and it's from 12:30 to 2:30 every Saturday for 8 weeks. The first week is going to be an introduction, a welcoming, an icebreaker event, and then the 6 weeks after that is going to be different speakers coming out. And I can't release the speakers yet, but just stay tuned as we want to make sure that we can continue confirming all our speakers. So we're definitely going to have some great, great speakers from the West Palm area coming out and speaking to our young girls. And then the last week, which is August 29, 2015, we're going to have a beauty graduation where the girls are going to get all dolled up and really celebrate them becoming a young lady, because they came in as girls and they'll be graduating our program as young ladies. And I think it's something that the community needs to support. I think it's something, especially the parents. You know, I really believe that this program is not just for the students. I believe that parents should be involved. And so we encourage our parents to stay in the sessions, because when they stay in the sessions, then they're able to understand what we're doing through our program. Then they're able to reinforce it, whether it's on the car ride home or whether it's when they get home or whether it's throughout the week until the next session, that the parents are saying, you know, oh, you remember what Ms. Fayola said, or you remember what the guest speaker has said? What are you doing about that this week? What do you remember about it? Or how are we going to implement this in your life? Or what steps are you going to take to reach those goals that were shared with you at the session? And really, you know, it's really a family experience, because it's one thing when you can educate the youth, but it's another thing when you can get the whole family involved and reinforce it, because a youth can only do so much. But when you get the parents to be a part of the ownership and the rest of their siblings to get involved, even one of my graduates from the class of 2014, she has a younger sister. And the younger sister is maybe 10 years old, and she wants to get involved in the 360 Evolution Academy. And this year, we're allowing her to be an honorary affiliate of the program. She's not eligible yet to be a part of it. Excuse me, she's 7. She's 7 years old, so she still has a couple of more years to go, but we admire her for her excitement of the 360 Evolution Academy. Every time we're doing something, she's asking her mom, can she come? Can she be a part of it? Why is her big sister allowed to do these things and she can't? So this year, we're going to allow her to be an affiliate, an honorary affiliate, and be a part of some of the things that we're doing. And, you know, it's just a great, great experience to really see the excitement, even in kids who are not eligible yet to be a part of the program, but they get just as excited as the ones who are involved in it. So the 360 Evolution Academy, we are on Facebook, we are on Twitter, we are on LinkedIn, we are on Tumblr, and really we just want to get the word out there to let people know that we're going to be in West Palm, that we have a great program coming their way. It's an 8-week program, and the price is invaluable. The value of this program should be a couple of $100s. But all you have to pay for the registration fee is $70. $70. That, by far, is not even going to cover most of the expenses, but we wanted to keep the cost low so students, anyone who wants to get involved can get involved, make it affordable. And it's priceless, because that fee is covering the administration costs, the gift bags that they'll be getting at their beauty graduation, weekly event, weekly prizes, and weekly refreshments. And so it's nothing to really ask to pay. It's nothing to invest $70 in your youth to say that for 8 weeks, I want you to be a part of a positive environment. I want you to be a place where they'll encourage you to be a young lady and carry yourself with class and dignity, and that, you know, you have the skill set to do all that you need to do in order to be who you want to be and live out your goals and dreams and set things in place so that they can have that bright future. Because we say the youth is our future, but yet if we wait until the future to educate them, then how is that possible? That's why I believe at a young age we should be investing in them. That's why we're starting in middle school instead of high school, because my area of expertise is with high school students, but I realized that by high school it would be too late to really impact them. And so it's about getting them at middle school, and saying, you know, at that prime age, 11 through 14, 15, that we're able to help them so when they get to high school, they won't make those mistakes. Or they won't be hanging around the wrong students, or they won't be in the value of getting good grades and being focused on what their educational goals are, because it's truly an eye-opener. I had an opportunity to sit on the board as a judge for a scholarship selection for a reputable organization in the area, and I was just impressed and also surprised how intense it gets when our selection committee is looking for scholarship recipients. They're looking at how long do these students get involved in the career path that they're going into. How committed are they to their academics? How committed are they to the community? What other obstacles have they overcame? Whether they had to work because they had to help their family out, or whether their family comes from a different country, or whether they have financial limitations. And it was just amazing to see this, hear the stories and hear the greatness that the youth are doing. But, it's something that the community has to get involved, you know. That's what the African proverb said. It said it takes a village to raise a child. And I think sometimes we lose sight of that because everyone's just thinking for their own selves or their own family or their own children, not realizing that it takes a whole community to make it healthy. It takes a whole community to make one person be successful. And, you know, I can remember growing up that it was not just my parents that took care of us. When my parents were working, you know, I would go to my neighbor's house and my neighbor would treat me just as her children. You know, if we acted out of line, she would discipline us in an appropriate way. You know, she was there for us. She was like a second mother to me. And I think we lost that value that now I hear adults saying they're afraid of youth because of the language that they use or even the weapons that they carry or, you know, them. All these different things that scare, especially the elderly. I hear a lot of elderly women say, you know, I see some things, but I don't speak up because of how the youth disrespect elderly or the seniors in our community. And I think that's unacceptable, you know, and we need to go back in order to raise our children the right way. It takes the community involved. It's just not the immediate family. It's the whole community. And I think that's why we have, unfortunately, things as such as Mr. Roof, who, you know, whether he had drug issues, whether he has a mental issue, that if there was a community involvement and that the community was involved in everyone's life in some way, shape, or form, that this would have been addressed sooner, that this problem would have been identified way before he became, a terrorist and someone who did an act of hatred. You know, it's unfortunate that we have these things happening in our community, but this should wake up the community and say something has to be done. We need to implement programs like the 360 Evolution Academy that will come alongside the youth and help them to go in the right direction. And then we need the community leaders to come in and speak to the youth, because it's one thing to have a community organization or a community program, but if the community is not invested into that program and the community leaders are not coming in and taking ownership and taking partnership in that, then how are we able to grow a community? How are we able to make sure that our communities are safe again? How are we able to grow youth and people that will help to make our communities better? And so I'm just really, really excited about all that's taking place. And before I close, I want to share what the special announcement is. As this is our one-year anniversary, we are doing an unbelievable offer for the 360 Evolution Academy up until a week from today. A week from today, we are bringing the cost of the registration fee from $70 down to $55. So there's a $15 saving fee. There's a $50, you say $15 off the registration fee. So from today, June 19, 2015, all the way till next Friday, June 26, 2015, we're taking we're discounting the registration fee from $70 to $15, as we truly believe the value of this program, as we are excited to celebrate our one-year anniversary. And we want to give back to the community. We want the community to know that we are here for them. We are here to support them, especially with our youth. We're here to do whatever is necessary in order to make our community safe, whatever is necessary in order to invest in our youth. And so, once again, our special announcement is that for the one-year anniversary, for 1 week, the registration fee for the 360 Girl and the 360 boy, because the 360 boy, also the registration has been open, but we haven't really promoted that yet because we're still focusing on the 360 girl until we get started in July 11th. But both programs are going to only be $55 for 1 week, discounted from what the current registration fee is. So if you like more information about how you get that discounted registration fee, more information about the 360 Evolution Academy or even the seminar, the 360 girl and the 360 boy, please don't hesitate to send us an email. Our email is info@AYOLADELICA.com. Once again, that's info@FayolaDelica.com. Or you can call us on our local number, which is 954-562-7706. Once again, our local number is 954-562-7706. You can also find our Facebook page and type in the 360 Evolution Academy. We do have a website as well. It's FayolaDelicaLLC.wix, the Evolution Academy. Once again, FayolaDelicaLLC.wix.com/360 Evolution Academy. And also you can find all that contact information on our Facebook page, the 360 Evolution Academy. So I'm so excited as we are getting geared up for the 360 Evolution Academy's second annual, the 360 Girl Evolution to a Young Lady 8-Week Summer Seminar 2015, starting July 11th through August 29th, 2015, from 12:30 to 2:30 in the West Palm Beach area. I look forward to being with you all next week, and please realize, let's find a way that we can heal our communities through racial reconciliation. Let's find ways that we can be peaceful about what's taking place in our communities, because violence is not going to be the answer. It's not going to help to bring the peace that we need and the understanding that both of us need to bring to the table, whether it's our Caucasian brothers and sisters, or African-American brothers and sisters, or our Latino brothers and sisters, or whatever other communities are out there. In order to really bring peace in our communities, we have to come to the decision-making. We have to come to the table equally with respect and talk about why do we have division in our communities, and then find a solution for them. So enjoy your weekend as we are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. I love this country. I'm so proud of this country despite what's taking place. I know that great things are going to come out of it, that we're going to find solutions for these problems that we have in our country. But this is the wonderful United States of America, and it only can be greater and better with the citizens of this country in order to work to make it well. And work to make it a great nation and to continue to make it a great nation. Fayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. Take care. Bye-bye.